Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul glow, baby.
I am Mouse Jones.
I'm Fly Rob.
And it's your boy Mac Wilds.
Yep, you heard that. We got another good guest in here. And our boy is back from his Honduran.
It was Antigua, man. I came back feeling amazing.
Doesn't matter. Whatever.
Skin is brown.
You look like processed cheese.
It's fine. It's fine.
Anyway.
I'm blacker than you will ever be, bitch.
Where?
Cheese sauce.
Not, your hair free ain't carefree. I'm near free.
That's wild.
Anyway, welcome back.
Mac looking real like first on the land type, Christopher Columbus.
He definitely tied the boat for Plymouth Rockers.
He said you complicit. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, he definitely complicit.
That's wild. That's
terrible. Definitely. Anyway, welcome back to another week of The Guys Next Door.
Yeah.
We had to do a few episodes without our brother Mac. Mac was in Antigua doing his thing, working.
Celebrity shit.
Mac, how's it feel to be back?
It feels amazing, actually. I hate to say this, but I miss you guys.
Yeah, whatever.
I thought I wasn't going to miss you guys, but I definitely do. You know, you guys are...
You guys are definitely cunts, but you guys are great. So many settings where bullshit gets turned on, at this point, I know it's...
Oh, no, no, no. This is actually real. This is actually completely real.
I saw him out
there. Maybe I'm too far.
He was having fun, but...
It was in his eyes?
It wasn't like if we was there.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
If we was all there, I don't know how much would
that.
We would have had a podcast.
Yo, what if we do a Guy Next Door sponsored trip?
We could do that.
I've already seen you outside of New York. I don't know how.
I don't want to see him out of the States. Out of the States is.
I don't know if I.
Tunde. Yeah.
Hold on. Are you even able to go out of the States yet?
Wow.
Thank you, kid.
Oh, my God.
2019, I get that passport. That's all we'll say. 2019, I get that passport.
Vegas, it is.
Yikes.
Anyway, you bastards.
I know my father. Shut up there.
real fast, Mac. You were not here to thank the people for our debut.
So I know,
anything,
man.
You want to say to the listeners?
To everybody who's been listening, and it even feels crazy to say everybody who's been listening.
Yeah.
And to everybody who is now joining us and understanding what this movement is, we appreciate you. Thank you for joining in. And we forgive you for just now joining in. We're still new. We're still beginning, but it's about to get crazy.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, because we are a health podcast, I care about healthy mentalities, healthy minds in the Black community, healthy relationships, healthy lines of communication.
Which is like health.
Mac, what is one healthy thing you did this morning?
One healthy thing? Oh, I had my nice cup of celery juice this morning. Yeah, my mom is on her super health kick right
Mama
now.
Mama Love.
Shout out to Mama Love.
Facts.
Shout out Mima. So she was on some like, Tristan, you got to try this. I see it on the internet all the time. You know, everybody's doing their
what is it good
celery
for?
Juice. I
don't know. It was just good?
I'm not sure. It wasn't great. But, it tasted like a V8 without it being a V8. It was just like.
Just a V.
Yeah. But you know, it's supposed to be good for you. I don't know.
It's
supposed to be.
Good for you. Ryan, what's one healthy thing you did
today?
Today,
I walked.
Mm.
I walked a good amount of blocks in this cold ass weather.
Yo, I'm wild proud of you, dog.
Yeah, that might be unhealthy. That's,
I don't know. I think that was detrimental to your health.
I got a good coat. I'm warm.
Okay,
it was a warm, nice walk.
Okay, it was a nice
walk. But I walked a good amount of time.
That's nice. There we go.
That was good. What about you?
Me, one health thing I did. I took my own advice from last week's episode, and I made sure that like when I woke up before I did anything, I just like did nothing, and just like.
Do you meditate?
I do. Is it right on the wake up? That was my health tip last week with Tahoe.
Yeah.
Just you know, before you do anything for 10 minutes, you and God.
Yeah.
Just silence everything, and I made sure that I did it today.
That's dope.
So, the only time I meditate is after you come in
something?
No.
You gotta pray. That's not meditation. That's prayer.
That's prayer. No. I need to get into meditation, but when it's just me and my lonesome, and you know, I gotta get mine off, and with Pamela, that's the only time I meditate.
Wow. Yo, anyway, Tunde.
Okay.
Tunde, what is one of these things?
That's
a good meditation. I told y'all, if y'all wanna make any decisions in life, you must get that nut off, and then you'll have the clearest mind in the world. So that's the time I can meditate.
$1 million deals after the jerk off.
About to say, hey,
Tunde, what is one healthy thing you did today?
Call me.
Clean your jewelry.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Not enough of us talk to our parents, you know, especially those of us that are always
working
on the go, man. Traveling. You know, you got to make some time to check up on your own people.
Yeah, that's amazing because I had this conversation yesterday at dinner, and it's always good to celebrate the people that your loved ones while they're still here, because you just never know when.
You don't know. It's only been the beginning of the year, and I can't even tell you. I've lost maybe like 2-3 friends this year already.
RIP Coyote, man. Yeah,
shout out Coyote, man. But it's rough. So you never know how long you have with somebody. So I try to at least make sure that I pass out as many flowers to my people that I love.
And you don't even answer the text message. You don't even answer the group chat.
I got a new phone, so the group chat ain't come in yet.
Oh, you ain't get the number.
Shout out to S5.
That's wild. I got the number.
I mean the S10.
My fault.
Galaxy.
My fault.
Ooh.
Let me see. My bad.
Shout out that one.
Right, I meant to send it to you, Mouse. It's all good though.
Ooh.
Another subject, another time.
Huh? What? It's not a new number. Stop. Fix your face.
Wow.
I called you on my number
today. Wow. Yo, the nigga.
You still got it.
Yikes.
One phone call. Yo, I swear.
Nigga take one trip, now he get high.
Yo, I swear to God. I swear to God. Tata called. If Tata like one picture on my Instagram, it's over for you, nigga. I'm not talking to none of you niggas. I swear to God. I swear on everything I love. Oh my God.
I don't know if I can get Tata to like a photo. Maybe I could get Lenny S to like a photo.
Nah, I don't want Lenny S to like my photo. Nah, fuck out of here. Yo, for real, for fake, fuck Lenny S, yo. Yo, every time I see that nigga treat me like I'm some type of poo putt. I've been introducing myself to you for 3 years, nigga.
Oh my God.
Yo, I told myself next time I'm not introducing, like, yo, fuck that nigga, son, dead ass.
Shout out to brother Lenny S.
Yeah, yeah, he's another
Aries. So you know how we be.
No, I don't know how we be. Yo,
Lenny,
because motherfucker,
Lenny,
you know,
it is not me, Lenny. You hear me? It is not me.
I don't care.
We didn't say that.
Lenny S in that gold cap. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to take a picture on the gold couch.
He fronting, because as soon as we bring him upstairs, he going to be like, yo, let me.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm keeping my morals. Nah, right. Niggas sold their morals to get on that gold couch. Fuck your couch. Wow. Fuck your couch. Wow. Fuck your couch. Wow. Nah, I'm tight. I'm hot.
James, bitch.
I'm never introduced. I'm like, yo,
I just wanted to be clear who is slandering.
Exactly.
Niggas know my voice. Niggas know my body. I don't care. I'm tight. Nah, I'm hot.
They know your body?
Yeah, they know my body.
That's wild.
Man.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Talking to the mic, my friend.
I said all that and you ain't hearing that. Oh, I was about to say, if it didn't count, it didn't count.
Oh, wow.
But I'll stay with it now.
Fuck you.
No, Tunde, for our listeners, you are actually good friends and have a personal relationship with all three of us separately.
Yes.
What is it that you do in this world real quick?
I don't know how to answer that question.
Oh, my God.
Job title.
Tunde, Jesus Christ. He's so fucking annoying.
I mean, it's true. You do a whole lot. It's not that I've never seen you in just one, as one facet.
That's
honestly,
that's a fact.
With this new job, I'm not going to give it up. I'm going to let you talk about it. With this new job, when you told me, I was like, wow, damn. But I wasn't surprised, because I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Like, it literally, if they had to give you a job, this is where I would put you as. So please talk to the people. Tell them a little bit about your new job title.
Oh, oh, oh.
So I'm the Ryan, I hate you.
First and foremost, tell them who you are. Niger brother.
Yeah, I am Nigerian. Yeah. Yoruba descent.
Yeah, yeah, you know, gang shit.
Gang shit.
Yeah, you already know.
You like to claim Igbo.
No, 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 I don't claim Igbo. I claim the Yoruba.
Now you claim Yoruba.
I've been claiming Yoruba. Okay. Once y'all told me.
Maybe it's Corey that claims Igbo.
Oh, my God.
It's definitely Corey that claims Igbo. All right. Well, and that's why he'll never be in here.
That's crazy. I didn't say none of that.
Nah, shout out to apartheid.
What?
Oh, no, no. Not apartheid. No. I meant segregation. Christ. I meant segregation.
Wow.
I meant segregation.
No, no. Look, look, look.
Cheese sauce is low.
Mouse dropped goodness. Out of middle school.
It was
we
high
cannot
school.
Blame him.
Mouse, I'm going to need you to spend at least 2 hours a day at least on Wikipedia.
Yeah, you're talking about you wake up in the morning. You need to go right on that phone when you wake up. I'm giving time to God. God wants you to go to
I need you to bookmark.
Nah, BBC fuck out of here. Yoruba. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here with that Igbo shit.
Back to you. Back to you, Maga.
Baby Bana.
So, not to talk too much about myself, but I am the global lead of African music and Caribbean music and culture at Spotify.
Oh, wrong.
No, stupid.
Wow. What is?
Nah.
Y'all know these button shit?
Nah. Real talk.
They don't know.
Oh, there we go.
That's
all
my
right.
guy. I'm not gonna buy it.
All right. I was like, what the hell is? Y'all get a whole new system and don't know how to act.
Nah, I just wanted to.
This soundboard is actually very fire.
Yeah. OD.
Yeah, I can tell y'all don't know how to use it.
Not at all.
I've
not
been
yet.
Studying this for, since.
Nah,
I
do.
In.
I do. I just wanted to.
I don't know how to use it.
I'm lost.
I'm usually right here on listen, with this one.
I'm lost.
But I'm back to you. I don't want to take time.
But yes, come on.
Boom. So basically what I do is I oversee all the initiatives that have to do with the African diaspora and the Caribbean diaspora. And
good
make
words.
Make sure that.
What? T.I. words of the day. We just started
and already got our T.I. word of the day.
Facts.
I do what I can to make sure that users of the platform and the community that uses the platform are aware of the African culture overall, and we try to do what we can to help artists cross over into the mainstream.
That's really, really dope. I can actually see y'all putting together. I mean, I hope I'm not giving you guys an idea, because I do want to check.
you ain't gonna get it.
Doing something similar to what they do with Rap Caviar, like like with an actual concert.
What
but
would it
hitting...
be? What would it be called? Rap.
Nah.
Jollof?
No.
Wow.
It's not just rap.
Oh.
Nigga so said it's rap interesting Jollof. That you said that.
Yeah.
We've done smaller initiatives already that kind of touch on that, but I can't really speak.
Yeah. We'll talk later. We'll talk about Spotify quarter.
Shout out because we are
Spotify family. Ow.
Gang shit.
Ow.
We ain't seen the checker yet.
Bougie bitches. Ow.
This is family business.
Okay, well, you know, keyword business.
Happy to be here with y'all. Thank y'all for inviting me.
Of course. Now, you know, here, we like to, you know, we are ignorant, but
we
like to lean more heavy on the conversation that need to be had and don't be had, that are not had in our community. So I will ask you today.
I already know it's going to be some F shit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yo, I hate y'all niggas, yo.
Well aware.
Okay, fair. What are some of the challenges you see in today's community for a Niger millennial?
Challenges?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say challenge. I think that if it was...
You heard nigga sounded like... nigga
think,
sounded like...
I think if Soulja it was
Boy.
10 years
no,
ago...
No, not Soulja Boy. The nigga sounded like son M'Baku. Challenge day.
I mean,
challenge.
I perceive that word a little different than a lot of my peers, but I wouldn't really see things as challenging per se, because so many people have started to gravitate towards African culture exponentially, especially since Black Panther dropped. If it was 10 years ago, I would definitely agree with you that, you know, being an African or a West African Nigerian even would be a little challenging, especially growing up as a young person in that sort of climate. I mean, if you were not Jamaican, then you probably, and you're West Indian, you probably experienced similar things 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's only cool to be Haitian now.
Because,
you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Zoes.
You know,
exactly.
People can dance the compa in public and not feel ashamed anymore. So I think the same thing is kind of happening now with African culture, whereas 10 years ago, you were an African booty scratcher, but now it's cool to be.
Yeah, I remember those days.
I remember that. So
I've apologized for a few of those. I used to be wilding on my African brothers and
sisters
in school.
You apologized to pretty much everybody except me, but it's cool.
Wow.
I didn't go to school with you.
Say sorry. Say sorry, Mo.
I'm not saying sorry to him now. I didn't go to school with him.
How did, we're very close now, but how did we meet?
Oh wow! Let's go back.
I was wilding.
You was wild.
What happened? I don't know what happened.
Was wilding.
What I do?
The first like four times we saw each other, you did not say words to me.
Oh wow. My god, nigga, you mad because you mad, tall, and brolic. I don't talk to niggas like you.
I'm tall.
Because you probably the first niggas I'm a hit.
He's just taller than you.
Like, I'm not about to talk to Mac, am I fronting?
No, because he didn't talk to me for a while either.
All right, get the fuck out of here. You just got brolic last year.
I think what
you
happened
built
was
just like me, nigga. Fuck you.
Definitely short and stubby.
I don't know if you haven't been seeing my
shout out to
bitch, a shout out Zeus, but a bitch ain't stubby no more. I ain't crop top yet, but a bitch ain't stubby no more. Nigga called me short and stubby.
I think after Mouse realized that I also created content like him, like comedy shit.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
After the Fuck ISIS video.
It was after Fuck ISIS. Yeah. The first few times I remember seeing you and I'm like, who's this nigga in the wingtips? Yo, this nigga mad, tall, and broadly. I'm not about to talk to him because
with brunch boots.
Yeah, because every time I seen you, it was
with the brunch boots.
First of all, now that I know you, you should not have been in the places that we were seeing each other in. Like, he was in some spots where, like, nigga, you're not supposed to be here.
I couldn't blend in. I couldn't be.
No, you were hot.
I couldn't be with my folks.
Yo, the nigga had the joggers with the brunch boots.
They want to see me in my brunch booth.
That's what, and nigga was thick. He was sticking out like a sore thumb. So I'm like, hey, nah, he probably security. He probably here with somebody.
Security.
And I'm like,
yo, I was usually there with somebody. I just didn't know.
The first two times I remember seeing him, I'm like, if shit jump off, I'm hitting this nigga with the gray goose body.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
But then I seen the Fuck ISIS video. I'm like,
you got to remember who Mouse is. This is the
Street Instincts.
I'm just saying how I seen him. But now this is my guy. Like, you already know
my guy now.
When was this? What year was this? That you was being fake?
2014, 2015.
Yeah, 2014, yeah. 2015.
When I met you.
That was a transitional process. 2012?
Sheesh. Whoop.
South by?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was my first South by.
That was my second. Damn. And we met. We know who we met through.
Yeah.
Do the women interact with you different now? You being Nigerian, are you more in demand now?
Yeah, hot in the streets. I'm
about to say, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, wow.
I'm not gonna,
see,
hold on. Not even. I'm not.
Oh, that's what we do.
I'm never gonna put my man on blast.
Because I got info.
I'm never gonna put my man on blast. That's not what we do.
Oh, because I will.
No face, no case.
Mac
always.
Has definitely seen me in some
but
places.
Always
with some sag. Hey, with some sag worthy people.
I'll just say this. That it's gotten
shout
to a point.
Shout out to Panorama Fest.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'll say this.
Behave myself.
It has gotten to a place where there's girls that I talk to that be on some like, oh my god, I love a Nigerian man. I'll be like, nigga, 3 years ago you didn't know what a Nigerian man looked like.
What a Nigerian.
I look like a Trini dude with a jawline.
That's it.
So now what is it like?
African nigga with a jawline.
Wild, right? I don't think anything really changed much for me after 2015. Like, again, after the whole viral Fuck ISIS shit.
Basically, he's saying he's been out here.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm just saying that I was never the person to, like, be like, hey, this is what I do. So I don't think things really changed much for me. I think, if anything, the perception changed from people that didn't know what I did, but mm-hmm. always would see me around, and now they're, you know, seeing, like, hearing all the you know, Nigerian, Ghanaian, South African music everywhere, and it's become a buzzword. So I think for that reason, a lot of people are genuinely trying to find out more. So mm-hmm. I've made a lot of new friends thanks to that. But
I'm talking about the women's.
I know you are.
Black, like, niggas love trying to spin like I'm not a professional. Like,
bush.
I don't care about that. Yeah, I'm talking about
Women's History Month. I'm trying to be a little respectful.
It's first of all, Black Women's History Month. I don't know about the mother bitches.
Wow.
It's Black Women's History Month.
It's Black Women's History Month.
I love, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to be disrespectful to the what?
To their women.
No. Wow. Them other bitches. Them other bitches over there.
You don't use that word, man.
Who don't?
You don't.
Shitting me.
Not in this month, especially.
I don't use that word in regards to
you
Black women.
You should not
this
use
month.
That word at all.
Yeah, whatever.
That, whatever.
Whatever.
Don't you don't you have women daughters?
Yeah, they black.
He said, yeah, they black.
How would you feel if any of our young people called her that word? You would flog them.
Nah, my kids got
you would flog them.
You
would flog them.
My kids got jabs.
I would hope you would flog them for her.
I don't have, my kids got jabs.
Yeah, they, okay. he definitely told them how to flog.
Their hands work very well.
Jesus Christ.
I respect it.
But no, seriously, like since Black Panther,
it's been wild.
Women are just more.
It's been wild.
Open. Just leave it right there. It's been wild.
That's what I like.
Women with boyfriends, like it's.
Been wild. Oh, I seen you.
Women with husbands.
Couple times.
Oh, I seen you.
Yeah, you. I seen you a couple times.
Right, come on.
Can we chill out?
Yeah, let's
for
relax.
What?
Can we chill
my
out?
My fault.
Why are we chilling out? Yeah, matter of fact, it's my podcast. What the fuck going on? It's my podcast. I'm talking my shit.
Rye has definitely seen me in some places that didn't have cameras.
Yeah.
Like, cameras wasn't allowed.
You couldn't email to get on the guest list type places.
Yep.
You know where I be.
With somebody's, you know?
He said, you know where
no,
I be.
No, I don't know.
All up in VIP.
Somebody's.
Ryan has seen me in some very low places.
No, you said somebody's. But I don't.
Partner.
Oh, somebody's
significant
partner.
Other.
Yeah, significant other.
Okay.
But that was old me. You know what I'm saying?
That was over six months ago.
Anything over 6 months ago is old me.
Listen, I tell people all the time, I'm not the same person I was 30 minutes ago.
Literally. I change every day, every moment. Growth.
I figured out how to out how to press control, delete. On some situations in my life and just it didn't.
That's a fact. Every podcast we take, I'm a new person.
I'm like, wow. My life is like tweet delete. Every 6 months, it just didn't, nothing before that happened.
I love it.
In a serious aspect, though.
So you're erasing your wholeness? Is that what you're trying to say?
Because
black men don't cheat.
So first of all, black men don't cheat, that's but African men never cheat.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to
You can't cheat if you're not in a relationship.
That is true. Mm. That is very true.
And it's not.
You also can't cheat if you're married to all of them.
This is also true.
That is very. Hey,
shout out to my great grandparents.
That's
an African proverb.
Shout out to my great grandparents. We don't do the polygamous stuff.
That's what I'm going to ask you. Shit. Is that something you want to.
So, polygamy in African culture?
Yeah.
I don't know much outside of West African culture, but I will say polygamy was definitely a thing before colonialism made it a thing.
Like polygamy sounds
fire,
disgusting. Well, like the word, polygamy, like nigga, you got polygamy.
Polygamy sounds disgusting if you've been raised to believe in a monogamous God.
Talk about it.
If you've been raised to believe that women are not property,
mm-hmm. Talk about it.
And if you've been raised to believe
polygamy sounds disgusting if you are. Raised to believe women are not property.
Correct. If you are educated to understand that women are not property,
okay.
Then polygamy sounds crazy. Back
because it's like diversifying your funds.
Yeah.
Back in the times where polygamy was normal in certain societies, it was more like stocks. It's like
this is my woman.
Right. No, I'm with you.
It was an investment.
Yeah.
I want to have mad children. I want people to, you know, and
legacy.
You know, legacy. Thank you. I think as time went on, I mean, and it wasn't like today where you could just have mad baby mothers and be like, oh yeah, I got mad baby mothers and mad kids. You had to like,
I feel like
you had to be,
you had to take care of all of that.
Yeah. You had to be affluent.
Yeah. You had
to
be able to afford
that. I want to take a second wife. You had to be able to present that case. You got to go to a bank. You have to go to a bunch of chiefs. From what I understand, you have to go to a bunch of chiefs and be like, here's my case to bring another wife, a third, a fourth, whatever, into my compound. You have to build a house for that wife.
Yeah.
So she can raise all your children.
Oh, whatever. Not everybody lives together.
No.
I mean, they live in one compound. I can only speak from my culture, Yoruba culture, before colonials, like 1700s and prior to that. You had to have a house for each wife in one compound. So you had like your own street with just your family.
That's fire.
And if you go to certain places in Nigeria today, as developed as they are, it could look like, you know, where we are right now, this block, but it would have been just your family on, like, this whole street.
Yo, where you at? Yo, I'm on Mac Wild's family block, yo.
Yeah.
I'm on 2/3.
you would say, I'm going to visit, you know.
Are you on 2/3/7 or 2/3
Mac? I'm going to Wild's estate. House 3.
House 3.
Well, you can really say that though. It's just it's just not.
You gotta say somebody else's name.
You gotta cross the bridge.
You gotta say somebody else's name because that's realistic.
Like, that's a real thing.
Instead of Wild, say Calm. Okay, so I'm going to Calm Estate.
Yeah.
I hate you guys. That's better.
You don't have an estate?
No, I don't have an estate.
Wow. Yeah. So you got two estates. Yeah. Okay. No. That's the way I
would
say it.
You heard
that. I respect it. I understand.
Singular.
I think when Islam permits multiple.
Yep.
Yeah, so that does. I think the reason why Islam was...
Yeah, Mac just converted.
It was, wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
So that's why you have... Jesus. Oh, got it.
Don't listen. Oh, wow.
So I think the reason why Islam was able to penetrate West Africa before Christianity was because there were so many things that were in line with what, Islam
compared
to traditional African religions.
That makes sense.
When Christianity came in, it kind of threw everybody off for a loop. Because you were now told, okay, instead of all the different saints and lesser gods that you believe in that were in line with Islam, now you got to believe in one God, and he had a son, and there's a spirit, and they're all the same. It confused everyone.
Is there a way? So how do you date or court in that atmosphere?
Well, a lot of that behavior has kind of eradicated itself. Like, I don't know anyone alive today that's a Christian in Nigeria that... even like does the multiple partners thing. Mm-hmm. I think that they've kind of just been re-educated out of that.
True.
But I do know a lot of Muslims out there that still practice that.
Mm.
And I mean, again, over there it's normal. It's like if you're religious.
That's what I would want to know. How do you date in that, right? Like
how do people here have more than three girlfriends?
It's pretty much the same.
It's called lying.
It's called lying.
It's lying. It's lying. It's lying if they don't know about each other.
That is true.
Not
that
is true. Eight times out of ten.
Over there, they all know about each other.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you date saying, hey, you know, you just a part of the squad?
You ever heard of sister wives?
Yeah.
It operates the same way.
Okay. White people shit.
Correct.
All right.
I mean, or Taz's Angels.
Where'd they get the idea from, though?
Taz's Angels? Yo, all the bitches just hurt now. It's sad.
My parents didn't believe in it. My grandparents didn't believe in
yo,
it.
Yo, so when
I'm a single.
My pops believed in it.
I'm a single. I can only do it one time.
I'm gonna tell you that now. He's from Brooklyn.
I understand why people believe in polygamous marriages. I just don't have the energy for more than one partner.
That's what I would say. I don't have the energy for that.
I just don't have the funds.
It's a lot of responsibility.
I got the energy.
It is a lot of responsibility.
I think if
done the right way, it's a lot of responsibility.
I know. I have friends that grew up with, you know, their stepbrothers and stepwhatevers, and their mothers are still in the same picture. It's the same thing. It's just, is the dude willing to be responsible for his entire family or not?
Mm.
And you know what I'm saying? I think that's what it really comes down to. I personally don't have the energy for more than one woman. I barely have enough energy for one woman.
It's true.
My lifestyle.
And that's per week.
That's literally
per week. Never see him with the same woman.
That's not true. That's not true.
Brian has definitely seen me with the same woman for a prolonged period of time.
What is prolonged?
Longer than 2 weeks.
Longer than 2 weeks.
That's three events. The most.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. She got a three event max.
But it's like it's a course of time.
I don't normally show up with the women I'm dating to.
That's a fact. So when
that's like a
industry 101.
What? You don't bring
unless you got something.
Yeah, I didn't. This is all new
unless
to me.
Unless you're trying to stunt, or like
unless you're trying to stunt.
Unless you're like you're married or about to be married, you might as well be.
This is all new to me, buddy.
Okay. All right.
Well.
All right.
We're not doing this.
We're not gonna do this.
Listening and learning.
We're not gonna open the Mouse Jones.
There's not
the Pandora box that is Mouse Jones.
Bucket of bullshit.
Give me a second, sir. what are we doing, friends?
We're not doing
that. What are we doing? No, because there seems to be some discourse here.
We are here. We are here together as friends.
Spooky hours.
That sound is funny.
You know what? It is spooky hours. I'm glad you said that. Fucking spooky hours. Let's fucking talk about it. Fuck so spooky about me not knowing fucking going on with industry dating 101.
Because you're in the industry.
Wow.
Nah, man.
Yeah, Mouse, it's crazy. You probably are the most industry person I know.
Probably.
And I know you're going to look at me crazy for saying that because
I'm looking at three. I'm looking at two people who work and have worked for labels.
Yep.
One who works at the head of one of the biggest music streaming conglomerates there is.
Okay.
Another one.
I'm broke.
Doesn't make me industry, though.
I'm about to say.
It doesn't make you industry.
When have you ever seen me hanging out with industry people? Hanging out.
Every time I see you.
That's not true. Hanging out with industry people?
Miles Jones.
I'm more industry.
You see me celebrating friends.
Mac Wilds.
When we show with you, Mouse, we are industry. That's when we show with you.
I'm ready to fight everybody in here.
I pulled up to support the show, but I mean, this is sounding
like a roast.
Fuck out of here. Nah, fuck out of here. Mac Wilds way more industry than me. This nigga was just on a whole influencer trip. Fuck yeah, you.
I was on an
never
excursion.
Been, never been on one of those.
No, you haven't. But Ryan, you work at a label.
This is where I shut
you
up.
You sign people. Shut up. Toonday. When are you not in somewhere that ends with Vich?
What?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I'm sick of this shit. Like, we not about to do this. I'm the brokest nigga. And
no, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Time out, time out.
I will
Mouse.
Stand up.
Now, listen, just because, hold on. Now,
I
now,
am
Mouse.
The brokest
hold on,
nigga
wait,
in
listen.
The room.
Mouse, just because you legally can't go to these places.
You were.
That's just one. That's just one part.
Nigga, even if I could. Mac, you know better than anybody. Even if I could go, I wouldn't.
Until you go.
I don't know about that.
I don't go to anywhere that I don't have to go. I don't leave New York unless I
so
contractually
so
have
Mouse,
to go.
So, Mouse, you're not coming with us to Greenwich this weekend? Is that what
no, nigga, I don't even have a passport. I just
a it's passport
to Greenwich?
Greenwich?
Connecticut?
Oh, yeah, I thought Greenwich was...
Oh, Jesus my God.
It said itch. It said itch, so I thought it was one of them places he'd be taking them flights, them 18-hour flights.
Jesus Christ.
All right, whatever, cool. I'm still not going. No, what the fuck is in Greenwich?
What?
It's Connecticut. I'm not going there.
Okay.
I got to go to Connecticut one time this year.
Yeah, yeah, what's the Greenwich? What are we doing?
We'll talk later.
I bet. Are we going to talk later?
Oh, I'm with
all of this.
I'm going to stay my stupid ass right in Brooklyn. I'm going to go to Run Day Service and play basketball on Sunday.
Oh, goodness.
Stay my ass in the bed on Saturday.
Think about it.
Hold on. Why you start with Sunday and go back to Saturday? What you doing, yo? You good?
You're time traveler.
That's how not industry I am.
Inception.
Oh, my God.
Months aren't calendared like the rest of you guys.
That's
here.
A damn. I'm gonna talk to Max. I'm gonna find out how scheduled you're.
I'm a little ass Max.
I'm gonna talk to Max. That I'm gonna let you know how industry you really are, good friend.
I'm gonna have him export your month as a CSV.
Yo, be like, hey, send me Mouse's. I need his schedule as well.
Y'all get. I hate y'all niggas. Yo, for real. I really hate y'all.
Pop up at SOBs in your next show.
First of all,
don't you got to work tonight? Exactly.
Wow,
let's stop.
Wow,
let's stop.
Wow.
Let's stop.
Wow.
That makes me interested. Gotta have a job.
No, I'm
work.
Just. No, you. You. How many jobs
how
do you have
job
right now?
You're the brokest.
I'm about to say, how many jobs do you have right now?
I got enough to like.
Impressive.
I really hate y'all. I really do. Yeah, I really do.
Well aware.
Like, because I don't understand y'all, but. It's cool. Like, I get it, though. Like, everybody needs
you,
a friend they can make fun of.
Listen, I told you guys right now, and I feel so happy saying this, I am the only one unemployed out of all of us.
No, nigga, that's a lie.
It's very true.
How you unemployed?
I am very unemployed.
You just came off a job.
No, I don't. I'm unemployed.
Mac, with respect, though, you're fun-employed, though.
Yeah, I'm fun-employed. That's what I'm saying. I'm fun-employed. I can say I'm unemployed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're not running out of nothing.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. Yeah, we're good.
We're very comfortable.
Yeah.
We're
still having fun. Yeah.
We tango.
Yeah.
Whatever that fucking means. I'm really done with you niggas. Now, Toonday, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, y'all, first of all, y'all both conspired right before
I know. I got a little nervous.
So.
I don't like that you used the word conspired. I don't like that word. Like,
is that okay. Another TI word of the day?
I mean, sure, but it's also like a legal term.
What
that,
is your
like,
objection to the dictionary, Mouse?
No, like, conspired? Like, that shit sounds like niggas going to jail.
On. Mouse is really,
here we go.
Probably the wordiest out of all of us. Don't let him fool
you. I've seen you use words like...
Here go the bullshit.
Impregnable. Like, what are you talking about, Mouse?
I'm myriad. Like, what the fuck? What?
A myriad? Just say like a variety. A myriad. Come on, Mouse. You need to do better.
No, first of all, none of those words sound like they go on a docket. Like, conspired sounds like it goes on a docket to get niggas locked up. Like, that. I didn't like that. Oh, you two conspired. Nah, don't use conspired. Niggas said something to me. Mm-hmm. You say that. What has been one of the challenges you've seen dealing with dating in the industry or while in the industry?
I tend to encounter a lot of women that like the idea of me.
Mm-hmm.
They perceive me to be a certain way because of what they think I do or who I am around or what, you know, what my life is about and how I move. But when you try to introduce them to that inner, you know, that inner space, that inner sanctum,
mm-hmm.
they're not always able to adjust to that lifestyle because the illusion of what you do and what you're about is more interesting than actually being a part of what you're about, because not every woman can deal with not getting a text back immediately every
day.
That's
true.
Not every woman can deal with not getting a phone call from you until after hours because you're in meetings all day. Not every woman can deal with the fact that you're in the air or, you know, underground when they are on their lunch break.
They just don't believe it.
That too. And the ones that can deal with it eventually get to a point where they're like, oh, well, why every day you underground? Because that's my schedule.
I feel like a lot of women think that way because of past relationships and
they never dealt with it.
I think a lot of women, not even just women, I think people as a whole, we date women.
But from a woman's perspective, yeah,
but I'm saying everybody, we all carry baggage or things from past relationships. A lot of times we ask somebody to go into these relationships and treat you with a clean slate, but you're dealing with a dirty chalkboard.
Absolutely. And not just that, it's even when you're aware, when you and your partner, whoever you're dating, is aware that there is that gap because of, you know, misunderstanding, miscommunication, whatever.
Yeah.
Even if you try to address like their sensitivity and their insecurities, it could be triggering to them too.
Yeah.
Because if they dated somebody that was emotionally abusive in the past or whatever, like that, they immediately begin projecting. Don't call me that. Don't call me insecure. Don't say that I need to work on this.
And that's what I said before. Like, you know? Don't, if you're going to take me for me, don't bring me into that old bullshit that you had. Let me start over. Let me make my path. And after that, then we can talk about what the fuck happened in your last relationship. But I mean, we'll talk about that before that, but just don't put that baggage on me. Because just because I'm not answering your text when you want me to in a timely fashion does not mean John from your past who was fucking mad bitches.
Correct. And I always let women know before we even get to the point where we're seeing each other exclusively or whatever, like, look, I don't do emotional energy vampires. So if you're here and your objective is not to meet me where I am and us elevate each other, like, I'm cool.
Dead ass.
Because I don't have the energy for you to drain my energy. And the little energy that I wake up with for you to be able to drain that shit is not okay.
Yeah.
And unacceptable.
It's crazy, man. Like, trying to think of how relationships, period. I think a lot of times we look at relationships that we get into and we think they differ from age or race or anything.
Race, honestly.
I don't know.
I only speak on my people's.
No, I'm just saying, I personally don't know. Because even when I was doing 90210, like hearing the conversations of like the problems that they would have or like problems that they would have in their relationships, they seem very similar. Although ours is a little, I guess, expounded upon sometimes, but it's all kind of the same root. It's a lot of, sometimes the majority of the time it comes from past baggage.
Yeah, I also think it's a little different, right? From what I've experienced in being around white people, I think their relationships issues are, or the way they interact is a little different, right?
Like, yes,
based
yes.
on, you know, I hate to use all the trigger words, but based on the systemic oppression and, you know, black relationships are just different.
It has to be.
They're just very, very different and at times more passionate and more involved in any relationship. A monogamous 4-month relationship between two black people is going to be completely different than a 4-month monogamous relationship with two white people.
Absolutely.
You know, like, they're at 4 months, they still might be in the, I'm not sure I'm getting to know. Meanwhile, in the black relationship, that
if you
y'all could be family planning.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as you want, you might be monogamous.
But what do you think? What do you think that comes from? In our
systemic oppression, because our survival is based on our need of meeting one another and surviving with one another.
True.
They don't have to do that. They're built. There's generational wealth. There's self sustainment.
Let's be devil's advocate. And let's just say most, because there are some people that are on the other side that
True.
Are not
could,
as
we can say that.
And they don't necessarily
we can say that, but at the end of the day, they still benefit from privilege
that they're given. So they don't have to look. And I don't mean at all to demean black women when I say this. White women don't have to ever look at somebody as a meal ticket or a way out or he'll get me. They don't have to, but a lot of them do.
They do.
They make a choice.
But it's a choice.
Whereas some of these black women,
they make choices too, though.
Based off of their need to survive, it's a different thing.
It's a different thing
in front of them.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And obviously, this conversation is all hypothetical and layered in some level of ignorance because we don't have a black woman here in those moments who deal with that. You get what I'm saying? Mm. But it's just from what I've noticed.
Yeah, and I don't know out of us who've dated white,
nope, not
Hispanic,
me.
You know,
I've definitely dated
white Hispanic.
Oh, Hispanic, yeah, I've dated. Yeah. I've dated Hispanic, but I've never dated a white woman.
You never dabbled in the other white meat.
No, no.
So because of where I was raised,
no swine on my mind.
I don't have a choice.
No pork on my fault.
Jesus,
but I'm
Christ.
Happy I kind of did that first, because when I got that out of the way, right. I think I started to understand that I wasn't focused.
So you've seriously dated white women before?
Define serious.
Like serious, like
well,
your girlfriend.
More than three events.
No.
I didn't say that. That was his.
That was that. Wow.
Met the family?
No.
You met their family?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
That's serious.
You know they invite you for Grey Poupon on the first date.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's what it is. And that's another thing I noticed too. Like,
you guys are racist.
That no. When I was in high school.
To the casserole.
So neighbors. I dated this Sicilian chick in high school, and she let me know from the jump. Like, yeah. Immediate family cool, but my grandparents maybe a little off. And
ooh.
I was like, okay. Didn't know what that meant exactly, but okay, cool.
I know exactly. Hold on, listen. I grew up in Staten Island. I know exactly what that means.
A mulian of sorts. Yeah. You know, a paisan, that
word was definitely thrown
around.
Yeah,
they wow. see your skin in wow. there.
You know, young mooly tune. Young Mooly Tune. That was
Young Mooly Tune.
Yeah, there was some things going on.
What the fuck?
That's so fire and racist at the same time. Well,
that's the most fire racist.
Yo, why is that not your?
Why is that? That should be a rap name.
If I was a clout rapper, I probably would be
yes.
my rap name.
Young yes.
Mooly Tune, son.
But I also respect myself. So no. No, so
self respect. Who needs it?
Yeah, you know.
I honestly, like, looking back on that, I honestly think her family is in the mob, but.
I would agree.
Yeah. Immediate family, cool. You know, construction businesses.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah,
you
know, that's the mob.
They run the unions.
Oh, no. That's the mob. Yeah. That's the mob.
Yeah. But I started to notice that the parents were really cool, to the point where you started to wonder, okay, why are they so cool? And then over time you realize, oh, like, they think, oh, you're not like the other.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, you're African.
You're one of the good ones.
You had your parents around. Like, all these projections. And
for
I'm like,
somebody to say you're one
wild,
of the good ones.
Dog. And I didn't realize how problematic that
Goodness
was until
gracious.
When I got to college. And
I get it.
And I separated myself from.
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean you get it?
There's. In their perspective and in their way of life,
yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying it's the right thing
no,
to say.
That's why
not.
I'm asking.
But
okay.
I get it. Going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we all.
Growing up, a lot of people don't know. I've been to a lot of schools.
Right.
I went to one school, K-6, which was all white. Mm. I went to another school in Jersey. It was my first public school, 7th grade. I went to another school in Red Hook, 8th grade. I went to prep school for 2 years. And I went to California, did 3 high schools out there. I went to all white college. So I see their perspective. I get the way they look at us just because certain places. I went to school in Indiana. They don't. It's not. There's racist people in Indiana.
Yes,
of course.
But it's a different kind of racist.
Yeah.
There's racist people out there who have never met an Italian.
It's true.
There's racist people out there who have never met somebody Irish.
Mm.
It's strictly that
the
that
Anglo-Saxon.
Exactly. So it's like, what is this? What is that? What's a Jew? Like, what are you talking about?
Right. Yeah.
So their perspective is way different. So that's why I say I get it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what it was. When I got to college and started to meet more people that, like you said, that were a little more diverse. They were still prejudice, but in their own way, you start to realize how diverse
prejudice
behavior is. And then I was like, okay, y'all could keep this. I'm cool. I'm gonna go hang around the, you know, women that, you know,
that actually enjoy my presence.
I'm gonna hang around women that went to HBCUs a little bit.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to Howard.
Understand who I am.
You know? Nah, Ryan, go ahead. Tell her, Ryan. Tell her. Flip on her.
Yo.
Oh, all right.
Stop. My man Armand told me.
Oh, the flash beat.
Yeah. Bothering niggas.
Yo, you know how many geeks we got working for that shit to be a problem.
I love y'all. Yo, Armand, you my guy. I ain't say shit.
No, Armand's not a geek. It's just
it'll
be all right.
You know.
So given that experience dating white, did that like shock? Like, was it like a wake up call? Like, oh, I'm never dating white people. This gives you this sense of, oh, I'll just conquer a white woman instead of just dating her?
I never ever had the idea of let me conquer anything. I think for me it was being aware that I was raised without the emotional intelligence that I now have and it evolving over the years. Because when I got to college, I was like, okay, cool. These are the different type of women that I can entertain and open myself up to. Okay, cool. Now I can make decisions that...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Makes sense for me where I am emotionally, that won't, you know, be problematic for me.
Right.
And for my, like, for whatever I want my perception to be by others, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm in spaces advocating for Black culture and for the progression of African culture, and I'm out here surrounding myself and involving myself intimately with women that don't care about me or my culture, that's problematic. So I had to address all these things before I could really kind of get to a point where I knew what I wanted to deal with, and I can no longer even entertain anything that doesn't fit into that narrative.
Smart.
So does, now, as an African man, I know you guys are like a prideful bunch.
We can be.
Like
we can
like
be.
Like pride is something you got to hang your hat on.
It's part of our tradition.
So how does that fit, or how do you fit that into dating in this nuanced scene, in this new wave in 2019 where that's frowned upon almost?
Okay, so there's two things. Pride, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people that consider certain behaviors to be pride and like proud behavior is really just like ethnocentrism and tradition. And it's not just in the Black community, African communities, in any community. When you see Italians running around, you know, talking about their culture and being proud of their culture and you know, saying super offensive things to certain people, that's a lot of the times it can be wrong.
Right.
But it's also ethnocentrism. They just believe like this, their national pride, their Italian culture, their Irish culture, whatever, is what matters to them.
I mean, to a certain extent,
they can't even fathom how anything it could be problematic else. To anyone else, because they're not focused on anyone else. They're focused on them and their culture and keeping things the way they are.
Of course.
If the only way you can really think about it is like how conservatives think. It's like, we're not saying that we really don't care what y'all do. Just don't.
Fuck with us and what
we're doing. Like, let us do what we do. So I think it's the same thing with a lot of African communities. We don't really, like, I don't mind if you decide to curse at your moms, but just don't bring that energy over here.
I think it's crazy. I think the only reason why we even, I think the only reason why we really even have these conversations about pride comes from, as you said, systematic
oppression.
Yeah. We were stolen from our land, brought to another land, and stripped of all of our history, culture, knowledge, et cetera, given religion and all of these other things, and taught that we were less than or that we weren't as good as. Mm. So with all of that in our head, I think we see other, I guess we see other cultures around us, Italian, Nigerian, wherever you may come from, and we see how proud they are to be who they are.
Right.
Mm. I think a lot of times it doesn't fully make sense to us yet.
Right.
I think now we're getting to a place, my mom earlier today, right? My mom sent me this joint on IG. This lady doing this poem about like how Black is beautiful from the Trumpet Awards. Yes.
Yeah.
And she went off. And I remember waking up and seeing that shit now. And of course, I always see, I come from a different stock, right? Like my My uncle was an ex-Black Panther. So yeah. Since I was a kid, like, I've always had the mentality of, like, understand where you come from. Like, this, like, what they show you isn't what you really are. Right. Like, you need to know about this man. You need to know about Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, Fred Hampton. Yeah. You need to know about Tommy Smith, yeah. John Carlos. You need to know about these men. Like, these are the shoulders that we are standing on as Black men in America.
So you were educated.
I was.
So that's part of it too. I think that a lot of people
aren't educated.
Yeah. And when you let them, when you share that with some people, they take it.
They take offense to it.
They don't take that criticism as constructive because it's like, who are you to tell me what I know and what I don't know?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I feel like I try to be sensitive to that too. Like, I'll never be the person to be like, oh, you're an idiot because you don't know this. I'm like, okay, look, here's the information that I have. It's open to you if you want it. I just want to give you the opportunity to understand why I think the way I think and what I'm aware of. And if you want access to it, it's here for the taking.
Yeah, man. And I think knowledge like that is what actually spawns either healthy or unhealthy habits in dating. Mm-hmm. And the way that you court a woman, the way that you go after what you want, the way that you try to stay in a relationship, it's all based on what you know and what you've seen. And yeah, bro, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, and what you don't know.
And what you don't know, seriously. A lot of people
make mistakes because they're just not aware of certain things.
Essentially, we are the things we survived, right? Like, that's what I always tell people.
Wow.
Like,
we're not. Hold on, wait, one more time for the people back in the back.
Like, essentially, we're not our experiences. We're the things that we survived, right? Like, because the person you're sitting as today, the person the four of us are sitting around looking at, we're not our experiences, but we're the experiences we survived. We're how we survived them. Like, sure. No matter whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, we survived because of it, and that's who we are.
Sure.
Jesus.
So we can only filter today through the lenses of what we survived.
Sure.
So it's like, even like myself, right? Like, a little introspective, like, you know, I find myself, I can't, don't throw me off. So even someone like myself, right, where like I'm at this precipice in life where it feels like,
God damn, T.I., what the fuck?
That's 2 T.I. words.
Can you spell that?
Jesus Christ.
I can. Don't play with me.
No, I just want to understand. No,
I don't use words I can't spell.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, I just did.
Can you use it in another sentence?
Yeah. Because me, right now, I'm at this precipice of life. See, that's Jesus two sentences Christ. I just used.
Okay,
in.
Okay.
Exactly.
Get
like
on with it.
Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Ryan, Press, you can join
you so
us.
Much
we're
for
here.
Explaining yourself. I'm Precipice. Ready. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay.
Precipice.
No, fuck? But I'm at this point. Is that better? I'm at this place. Is
yes.
that better?
I figured it was a time period. Okay.
Oh, you didn't know what precipice is.
I just didn't. I wasn't aware of what you were saying, but it's fine. I get it.
All right, T.I., come on, go.
Anyway, I'm at this point in life where I feel like everything, every situation that's in front of me is almost asking me to be remorseful and repentive of how I got here, how I survived to get here.
Speak, King.
And it's not, I feel like the past couple episodes have been like fake therapy for me.
Me
like,
too. That's why I'm like,
listen, yo,
like, if you really listen, you're like, how come Ryan not talking? I'd be like, God damn.
We are here for you.
Yeah,
we are here for you, young Black man. You
stop
me.
Talking to me. I'm sick of shit.
Like, I really don't
I didn't
like
sign
this.
Up for it.
Yeah, I thought we were just supposed to talk about like sex and shit, like and health. Like, this is, I don't
soul
like
ties.
This.
Can we spin this?
Can we spin this? Somewhere?
Yeah, let's back at him.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know. Like, it's like everything, whether it's career wise. You know what? Full transparent moment. Me and you, Toon, we've been friends for the time. We got into a little tiff. Was this last year? When Max was still. When I just signed with Max.
Yes. And I recall.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so me and Toon was talking and I, you know, I just signed with my management team and I was like, yo, Toon, you be throwing people looks, like, throw me a look, my nigga. And he was like, yo, I want to. And Fly like, my nigga, you be wilding though. And like,
I mean,
the like corporate looks. You know what I mean?
I mean, he wasn't.
Nah, he's not wrong. Okay. But I go. Felt Ooh. In that.
Damn.
Wow. Miles
hey,
admitted.
You admitted.
That's growth.
That's growth.
I'm so proud of you.
I never said I'd be wild.
We need that loud.
I never said I'd be wild.
Miles, when I tell you right now that I'm very proud of you,
So I never said I'd be wildin'.
I don't think it's about you not saying you be wild.
Let me break it down. Let me break it down. Because me and you are very similar people, you know?
So help me, Brian.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not saying that you don't ever say you're wrong or you be wildin'.
Right.
But at times, most of the times, 98% of the times, you feel like what you do is right.
No.
And you wait.
Oh no, don't get it twisted. Me saying I'm wildin' don't mean I wasn't right in wildin'. I'm just saying I'd be wildin'.
You can't accept the fact that sometimes you say things that some people don't get because they really don't know you.
Hold on. Listen.
So that's when you accept it. I'll be like, all right, cool. Just accept that right. He don't know you like that. Right. So when you say certain comments, you got to really break it down and talk to that person. Like, look, this is me. And I'm not saying it because you don't like it. I'm saying it because this is how I feel. And if you don't like it, cool. But some things you're going to like and some things you're not. But some people take it as an insult because most people think there's a world. Shut up, Mac. Most people think there's a world, and when they're talking about somebody, they automatically think you're only looking at them.
Yes.
When you're just a person of the world, you're talking to masses. So don't take nothing personal when it comes to Mouse. It's not about you.
Now, sometimes just, take things personal.
I say this.
Just to expound on what the good brother.
We're not going to say that.
Right. Let's keep going.
We're not
going
to call that out.
Keep going.
I hate. I'll take the tea.
I'll take another tea.
I got time. Keep going, man.
Listen. I think that it's not about you saying that you're wilding. I think all of us as men here, the reason why we even started this podcast is because we understand the faults that we have.
Yeah,
and we can step out of ourselves and see them and be on some like, all right. That I fucked up there, or all right, I was wild in there. Whether you feel like you were right or wrong, I think the thing about Mouse, and I think a lot of people understand this, the thing about Mouse is never one to back down.
Facts.
So if he says it, whether he knows he was wrong or whatever, he knows he has to stand on it, and that's what Mouse is. Mouse is one of those people who, like, no matter what, whether I'm right, I'm wrong, indifferent, whatever. I said it, so I have to stand here. What you gonna do about it?
Right.
You gonna do something? No.
He wants that reaction.
No, not always. I don't always. The only time I want that reaction is if it's about somebody. Like, a lot of the time, people get upset over things I say broadly. Like people hate that when I tweet some shit, right? That I never give no back into it. Like that, I know that pisses people off, but that's just
They're projecting off of their insecurities, but you also have to be aware that people do that. That's human nature. Like, a lot of people do that,
right? And that's cool, but
they got to get used to you.
Yeah,
right.
But everybody don't know that.
Yeah,
because a lot of people's worlds are really small.
They live in a bubble.
Yeah,
very very true.
And a lot of people don't have that maturity or emotional maturity.
A lot of people haven't. They're not seasoned travelers, or they haven't gone places and met other people. They know their borough.
Right, and that brings me to what I was talking about, Toon. So me and Toon get into, because I'm looking at this nigga like, yo, nah, you my dog, my nigga. Like, you telling me you not giving me no opportunity because I'm me? You know what I'm saying? Because the way he broke it down, I'm listening, and I'm looking around like dumbfounded, because I'm like, okay. So you just really just described me, like,
because Mouse
like described me to a T and was like, yeah, so this is why I can't. You imagine if a nigga broke it down to you, you got two elbows, my nigga. Like, I can't fuck with you because you got two elbows.
Yeah,
like that's what it felt like. Yeah. He was telling me,
I understood, which is why I was trying to break it down the way I broke it down without being condescending, because you have to understand, like, I'm in a world often where there's a lot of opportunities that I can offer people.
Yes.
But the flip side of that is you offer somebody an
opportunity. Type of nasty shit you talking about.
You so ridiculous.
I'm trying to tell you.
What I'm saying is the flip side of that is there are individuals that I have to deal with that you don't have to interface with ever. You know, for various reasons, whether it be on some corporate or some sponsorship or some just on some look shit. So I'm the one that has to be the intermediary between your world and that world.
Yeah.
And my credibility is on the line if you violate.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say, oh, like, It's like they know you, right? So it becomes, okay, who is the conduit? Who is the guy that introduced us to this person who is problematic?
That was a good one. That was a good one. No, that was a good one.
Vocabulary.
I love it.
Not me.
You know,
except for Ryan.
Ryan kept his $50 words.
I don't need to share my shit with y'all. I really don't.
Now what he's doing is writing these words down. He's texting in the bitches. There's, that's what's going on.
Hey, baby, let me be the conduit.
Listen. Y'all want to be the conduit? And expound on your.
I'll be real with you. At this point in my life right now, there's not a lot of bitches that understand.
Ryan just texted a bitch now. Like, listen, I'm at the precipice. I want to expound.
I'm at the precipice and I want to expound.
Ryan be like, yo, my availability this week is impregnable.
It's like, no, he used the condom, nigga.
No, we used the condom. What are you talking about?
You used the condom.
I get what Tuna's saying. I guess even then I got what he was saying. It was just that I was so...
It was a reality check.
It was a reality check, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to not be me, and if niggas not going to let me be... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that was the beginning of a lot of situations that just kept popping up, like... It sounds like motherfuckers want me to apologize for surviving.
Listen, I don't. I have a question. Yeah. Especially understanding, how you've survived a lot of your situations. We've known each other for however long. How does that play into your relationships?
My
platonic and otherwise.
Okay. Well, I'm always prepared for the worst. Mm. Right? So even right now, like, even if I sound like I'm not all there, it's because, you know, my mind is elsewhere.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my lady got into it, and it's like, I think it's like our first real argument, right? And it's like, I'm prepared for that message, right? To be like, oh, nah, this not gonna work. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm always prepared for the worst. So it's always like, no matter how far I dig in, I'm still ready for you to hit eject.
But you mm-hmm. gotta prepare for the worst, but pray for the best.
Amen.
And I don't have that. And that's the part I don't have.
Talked about this before.
Yeah,
me and you are very similar.
I don't have the pray for the best mentality.
We are the guys that when we get in an argument, we go to the crib and we get into bed, we turn our shoulder over and we just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Instead of turning our shoulder the other way, speaking about our problems, and just start watching movies and laugh and get back to it. We waste too much time of those hours where it's 4 hours. Now I miss my girl and she next to me.
But I'm not talking to her.
So I got too much pride.
God damn, we can just turn around and look at you. I'm using that in the song, my nigga. I'm sitting next to my girl and I miss her.
I miss her.
It comes from the Tahoe. Yo,
that's crazy. That's
Ryan, sure we get our when are you gonna tell Mac you've been ghostwriting? When are you gonna
damn?
Chill.
I'm just waiting for somebody to sign that.
You know,
NDA.
Me and Ryan get 2.5 apiece.
I need a point.
That came from the Tahoe episode. All right, you can listen back.
But that's what it really is. I've been in so many situations. Like, I'm very prideful, and any girl that's talked to me knows. Like, when it comes to certain shit, I'm like, fuck out of here. Like, I'll be quiet in the argument because I just don't care.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I'm scared of what I am going to say. I know
the way I am.
Yeah. Like, I don't care how smart a girl is. I'm at this point in my life, I know for a fact, old, young, super smart, super dumb, linguistically, verbally,
I'm going to fuck you up, sis.
I'm a mixture of both of you guys, which is why I'm perceived as very calm. Because I was raised in a household where my father was exactly like me, and I know my father. My father literally is a katana. His tongue is a katana. And so,
why don't you say fada?
My father is a sword. My dad can be really, really disrespectful if you get him there. So he
and I don't even
got to
yell.
There.
Yeah.
My mom is the emotional.
Yeah, go
like,
crazy.
Boom, boom, boom. You know, but she's a warm one.
Of course.
So when you know dad's about to lose it, you just shift. So I'm the same way. It's like if you don't want to get me to a place where I'm actually upset, because then you're like, oh shit, Tune. Uh-huh. I don't ever want to get to that place.
I wear my heart on my sleeves.
Yeah.
So you're going to see when I'm tight. But at the same time, you can't read
me.
You
can't touch it.
You can't. It's like untouchable. It's like a big ass force field. It's like, yeah, I'm tight, but unless I turn this force field off, you can't get next to me.
Correct.
But as I get older, I'm not even say as I get
Shake
older.
Phone is on, you can't get next to.
Hey.
Every day in my life is growth.
He wrote that.
So it's like, you know, every day of my life is growth. So when it comes to me, I gotta, in a way, I gotta grow up. Right. I can't be, like I said, I can't be in my bed, in our circle, not loving you, not liking you, and you right next to me.
Right.
How do I miss somebody that my right foot there. Is touching?
Yeah.
Like that, we sharing the same sheets, and ego. I miss you.
Yeah.
We got, we really
ego. Are. And but as Mac right now, son.
It's huh? wild.
We really writing Mac's song.
That's
right
fine.
Now,
your ego
it's
is
called
high,
Aries
bro.
Season.
You're, hey,
it would never.
Oh,
would
it's called never. Call it April 15th.
The first plug. Mm,
the call first, the record April 15th.
The
call first, the record April 15th.
The
right, just
first
the record,
plug.
Just the record. Just
we can't
the record.
Get one record.
One record.
April 15th.
Your friend.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Bye.
You call it tax day.
In a world.
Ooh. He's walking away. He's walking away because he knows it's right.
Oh, that's my God. Tax day.
Wow.
I can't deal with you niggas. Because
sometimes you just so. Don't want to do your taxes.
Hey. Oh,
wow. Some things are just a write-off.
Oh,
come on.
Yo. I don't write none of my jokes off. Yo. I never, yo. Yeah, I was never write-offs. I might expect some shit.
You know what I'm saying? Make some deductions.
Yeah, but never a write-off, baby.
Never a write-off.
Well, the important
write-off, baby.
But the important thing in all this is that we know that having an accountant for our behavior is important.
That's a fact.
Nice.
And especially in our community, in the Black community, yeah. It's hard for us male figures to take accountability for our actions.
Especially when you're dealing with somebody that itemizes all the receipts.
Oh shit!
Look at him. He thinks he's yo. This guy.
Yeah. Goodness gracious! Yeah, the bars. You know? What is going on here?
A lot of that time you waste bickering over the small shit can't be reimbursed.
Yo,
This nigga spitting gems.
Lil Mooly Tune.
For all y'all ladies.
Lil yeah, Mooly Tune.
Lil Mooly Tune.
For y'all ladies, if y'all looking for an African.
Young Mooly Tune is out here.
He's out here.
He's not, and I tell you, on my name. He's not a paisano.
I put that
on my mother's cannolis. He's actually he's no paisano.
He's a good guy.
Not my mom.
I put it on my mother's lasagna. And
not
God,
your
God
mom.
Rest her,
and God rest her soul.
And may God rest her soul.
She was a saint. She was a saint.
A fucking saint.
Not your mom's pesto. That's wild.
She was a fucking saint.
She used to make the best meatballs in America.
Hey, I'm telling you.
That's not even crazy. You're talking crazy. You talking crazy.
He's
capiche?
As long as
Mooly Tune. What are you offering this guy? I love this guy.
I hate all of you jabronis. Just want that to be clear. Look, if you have some melanin, some sense, and some culture, I'm with it.
So, I like that.
So I guess specifying today's episode, right? What in regards to health, every episode we give out health tips, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are your health tips in regard to survival tactics?
Well, I will say that dealing with Black people predominantly, especially in what I do, I find that a lot of people that I am around are dealing with PTSD and they don't know it.
Yes.
So.
There's just so many different types of trauma.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
And
round of applause.
The PTSD that they're dealing with is not addressed because they've been institutionalized to believe that that behavior is normal.
From the motherfucking hip. From half court.
I told you this guy is.
This is a good guy.
It's my cousin Vinny.
This is a good fucking guy. Hey.
You know, and I can say this as an African American. I can say this as a Nigerian American. There's a lot of Africans I know that deal with PTSD and it's normalized. There's a lot of Black people I know that deal with PTSD that are normalized.
That's
a lot
very
of West
true.
Indians people, West Indians I understand that have that crazy mom, a crazy auntie, and it's just like, oh, she's just crazy. It's fine. But they're manifesting that same behavior, don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I feel like every person of color should see a therapist.
Yes.
I think every person of color should at least have an interest in psychology, psychiatry, and understand the inner workings of the brain and how everything that we consume, whether it's social media, TV, radio, music, film, whatever, is manipulating us every day. So we have to have a way to offset the energy that we're ingesting with balance.
Or you could just email us and we could give you a nice therapy session right up here.
Oh my God. Because
we therapists.
Give them snaps.
I'm not no good.
Because a lot of people project based off what they ingest. Like you're watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians thinking that behavior is normal. And if you don't believe that behavior is normal, it's subconsciously now in your psyche. So now you're treating everybody around you like Chloe treats
whoever. Free Tristan.
You
know?
Free Tristan.
Wow.
He free. You seen that man?
That man
he
free.
He free.
That man
nah,
free.
Shout out to Tristan now, living
Tristan
his life.
Rebelling.
Living his best life. He didn't
they
want, yo,
for,
living my best life.
He didn't want to be in that relationship for like 3 years.
I ain't going back and forth with you.
When
niggas.
Have you seen him want to be in a relationship?
Yeah.
He don't even want to be with the Cavs.
Not a
Where is it?
That was a good one. I'm proud of you. That was a good joke.
You don't even want to be with
there we go. There we go.
Is that right?
Rim shot pause. So,
hey.
That's what that was.
The Cavs the Cavdashians?
The Cavdashians?
The Cavdashians.
Wow.
The Calabashians?
Smoking.
Bars.
Ryan, what about you? What is some what is a health tip for you when dealing with survival tactics. I had a brain fart.
Shit, your brain
Number one is communication. That's always for me. Just
oh, communicate. I'll come up in now.
Now he's
a part of communication.
Hey, yo, Tahoe. I'm mad. I missed it, man. I'm mad. I missed it.
It really is communication,
right?
Because whether it be you weren't the best communicator or growing up somebody didn't communicate to you, you got to learn how to communicate with people to just survive.
Yeah.
If I can't talk to my brother in the right way, who knows what he's going through to get back to me. He can't ever express the way he feels because
absolutely.
I'm not communicating that I actually care about what you're going through.
Right,
we
real.
All go through so much shit every day that people don't know. I could walk down the street and see somebody so happy, but back home, it ain't right. Your son could have did this. Your mother's sick and you don't know. So sometimes just communicating with your loved ones doesn't even have to be somebody you're in love with as a relationship. It's just somebody you care about. Mm. Even a stranger. That should be everybody's like, everybody once a day should go up to somewhere they don't know and just be like, is everything all right?
Mm. Mm.
Like, are you good? Mm. Not getting too deep into the situation, but just be like, I don't really know you. You don't really know me, but this is what's bothering me. Mm. You don't know it, but this is what's going on. So don't think because I'm here and you always on TV and you in movies and stuff. Everybody thinks that stuff is... It's just like you're the most amazing person.
Yeah. Oh,
but if somebody comes up to you and talks to you, they would know simple things that can make your day better just off communication.
Okay, I like what you say there. You make a great point, not just about communication, but I think people get communication and competent communication messed up.
Facts. Yes.
You can communicate to someone all day, but if they're not receiving what you're communicating, facts. You're wasting your time.
Absolutely.
And everybody's language and how they perceive communication is different. So you may be the type of person that thinks communication is me asking you every 5 minutes, hey, you good? Hey, you good? Hey, you good? Hey, you good? Ryan, I know you. I don't care if you're in love with the person. If the person is asking every 5 minutes if you're good and
you
already said you're straight,
well,
you'd be like, stop asking me if I'm good. Because I've been good. So you shouldn't have to ask me every 5 minutes if I'm good.
You making me not feel...
You're making me not
you
good
You making
now.
Me feel like there's something wrong with you.
Correct.
About
and,
me.
Correct.
And now that's what's making our relationship disperse.
Exactly. And I think that's why communication is not enough. Competent communication matters more. You
talk
have to be able to speak each other's language unless you're not going to go nowhere.
Talk about it.
Now, Matt.
Yeah.
Same question. What is your health tip today in regards to dealing with survival tactics?
To dealing with survival tactics. Shit. It's crazy. I'm trying to really think of this, right? Like trying to really think on this, understand because again, we've all been through different things and I'm trying to figure out what something I would want to tell myself, right? Like if like with everything that I've been through all the time with even still to today, I think the biggest thing is it's kind of just to build off of what Ryan said. It's not holding shit in. Like, you know, Ryan's talking about communication, but as somebody who's being communicated to, not holding stuff in. I'm not the best guy when it comes to communication. Everybody that I know knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when people see me, I'm in a good mood, great demeanor. Like I'm trying to just be happy, cordial to everybody, talking to everybody. But I don't know, man. I think there's really a problem that I'm still learning how to deal with, which is keeping stuff from people. I tend to keep stuff to myself and in doing so it
things build up and it stays unpacked. So don't hold it in. Like if you feel a way or if you feel something, you know, actually let it be known. I think you would don't do it because you're trying to save someone else the quote unquote headache of hearing you or whatever. Do it for yourself, because at the end of the day, you're the one who has to deal with it.
It takes a grown up to really like express themselves. And a lot of people say they're grown, but if you can't express yourself to your peers or your friends, or I won't even go as far as strangers, but if you can't express yourself to the people that you're around on a daily, you're not growing up. You're staying complacent in those ways that as a kid. Kids express themselves way more than adults. Mm.
Absolutely.
When you see a kid and he's on the playground and he's getting to know new people and he's like, I just did this yesterday. It's like, what? So what are you talking about? But that's a kid's expression on how to say, it's not an issue, but it's like, this is what I did and I'm excited mm-hmm. to tell you. What happened yesterday in your life? Like, what did you do?
And your response, if your response isn't even receptive to them sharing that knowledge, you have now possibly stunted that kid from wanting to express anything to
anyone. Yeah, absolutely right.
Or absolutely anyone right. else.
A kid is the most genuine form of humanity you'll ever see.
They're right? the honest forms of
humanity. It's Plato.
And it's simply because they haven't been disappointed yet.
Absolutely.
Because their only expectation is to do. That's all they expect to do. Kids
and learn.
Always expect to do.
Yeah.
They see some.
They want
to. I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to put my mouth on the floor. I'm going to lick this. I'm going to jump on this thing. I'm just going to do it. Oh, daddy said I'm going to do it. Mm. And then it's when they meet expectation and then expectation is not met and they're met with disappointment. That's when we start to see the human beings that come from that.
Mm. So, or boundaries, and then you realize that those boundaries shift. The goalposts move as you grow older. It's like right. you're not allowed to eat candy like crazy. Why? Right. Because they don't want you to rot your teeth. And then when you're older, you're like, damn, candy is cool, but like I don't really need it anyway. You know, but you don't know that until you're given boundaries, right. And then when you're old enough to understand why those boundaries exist in the first right. place. You know?
So true. Does anybody care?
Not really.
I want to hear yours. What's your two
cents? Mouse, let's hear you.
Ryan, there's a light bulb right there. You can eat it. You can literally eat it and nothing will happen to you. Promise.
You older than me. You should try.
That's crazy.
That's how I know. I'm older than you. I'm saying, trust me, man.
No, I got to see it.
Just take a bite.
I'm a child.
All right, just take a bite.
No.
Five
holes. You all are.
I said, take a bite. Nigga, don't have nothing. You can bite, nigga.
Lord.
Hold on.
We wildin'. What's the health tip?
Mine is going, at least in this moment, it's going to be selfish. Be unapologetic.
Mm.
Be unapologetic. You survived. You got here the way you got here.
Mm-hmm.
We can, hindsight is always 2020.
Always.
You could have did this and you could have did that. I don't believe in any of that. I don't give a fuck about hindsight because it changes nothing.
Mm.
I am here. You are here. We are here because of us being here and how we decided to not die at some other point.
True.
So don't be apologetic about it. You're you. That's it. Mm. And as long as you are being the best version of you that's conducive for others' growth around you,
that's all you have to worry about.
That's all you can worry about.
Yeah.
Worrying about trying to appease others who have zero to do with your life or appease others for the perception, you will hang yourself with the thoughts and dreams of others instead of blooming with the thoughts that are you. So be selfish, be unapologetic. Whoever it is that you are, if you're not a trash person and if you're constantly trying to do better, be that person.
I love the fine print, if you're not a trash person.
Because, you know, I think that is a crutch. And I think that is a crutch, you know, the...
We've all been trash.
I am who I am. I just am who I am. And it's like...
It's growing.
But you're a trash person.
Who you are is trash, right?
Fat.
So...
Some people are just trash.
Yeah, some people are just trash.
This is true.
But you don't got to be apologetic for being trash. Just don't be trash no more.
Yeah.
Fix that.
Fix it. Take the trash out.
Yeah, take it. Jump yourself. Goodness. Do it just to smell it.
Wow.
You couldn't let Ryan Ryan just end on that.
Africans always want to take the shine, bro.
Always. Wow.
I didn't even wear lotion today. How's that even possible?
Ever since Black
Panther. Okay. That's crazy. I don't know if you guys did this on the last one.
And you know we did.
Okay.
You know we don't play with the sex playlist. Okay. You know we don't play with.
So I don't know. I don't know if you know, but we do a playlist here. It's the Get the Draws playlist.
Oh, sweet.
It's a Get the Draws,
though. Every
episode. We call it GTD.
You know, Spotify would be a nice place to, you know,
What is Getting the Draws?
What is Getting the Draws?
What do you mean?
I'm just for those.
A song that make you get the draws.
Makes the panties wet right in the middle.
Is there consent when these draws are?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We are not.
I'm kidding. All right,
there's too many Me Too movements.
Anybody
going on right
can
now
say
to...
me. I'm like, chill, baby girl. Yeah. I know the song five, but you got chill. Got
if anybody needs, women don't give a fuck about they all. Consent.
Yeah, nah, they don't. They don't care. I've been raped way more times than I needed to.
I definitely
been raped. PTSD.
Yeah, you know. This should be a Me Too for men.
What's the opposite of PTSD?
Unapologetic behavior.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
So,
So we're going to start with you.
We have our Get the Draws playlist. Off playlist.
Yeah. Okay.
What would be your song to get the draws?
What song you added to the playlist today, Tune Day? Young Mooly Tune.
Young Mooly Tune.
Janet Jackson, Anytime, Anyplace.
Ooh.
That's a record.
You're a wild lover.
I ain't mad at that.
Sometimes you gotta break the headboard in. You know what I'm saying?
You talk about it. Break the headboard.
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of these girls don't have headboards. A lot of bad shit. This is the Get the Draws playlist portion.
This is a fact.
Tune, shut up. This is why she had your song.
This is why she at your house.
That's exactly.
All right.
Ryan.
I got headboards.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Nah, stop.
Yo, y'all are sick.
Stop, y'all. Stop. Y'all are just stop.
Ryan, what is your addition to the Get the Draws playlist? Fucking sick niggas.
Sick puppies.
This week I am going to go with... Damn, this is a hard question right now. I'm celibate.
Oh my God.
I respect it. That shit ain't easy.
I'm going to go with Love You Better by LL Cool J.
I'm gonna
You're knocking boots, Love You Better?
Yeah. That's the type of time I'm on right now.
I respect it.
I just feel that vibe.
It's that dry humping music.
No, nothing dry. I just like the song. I don't care. If we have sex, we have sex. If we don't, we don't. I like the song.
I respect
that. Niggas is out here selling dicks.
What?
If we have sex, we have sex.
Sometimes, what is going on? That's an emotional song when you're going through something. You just need a cuddle sometimes.
No, I agree with
and
you.
And the jaws still get wet.
Fair enough.
You know what's... Okay, I agree with you. You know what's another song that comes to mind like that? Groove Theory, tell me.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. It's a
situation thing, but the draws are still getting wet. We don't got to do it. Baby, look, I'm going to tell you now.
That's cuddle music.
I'm going to tell you now, ladies. We don't always got to have sex, man. That ain't always it. I'm here for the love.
I'm with it.
I'm here for the love.
Mouse don't believe it, but I, you know.
I'm here for the love, man. Sometimes I just need a companion.
I'm not listening to him. I refuse to listen to him.
I need a companion sometimes that's just there for me.
Mac,
when I'm alone in my room, this nigga literally
turned our podcast into fucking Backpage. Like, stop it. You like long walks on the beach. I'm your man. I just want to be here for you, baby. Chicka baby.
Mouse, what you got?
Today I'm gonna do Innocent Eric Bellinger off that new Rebirth. Too.
Nice. That's a good fucking record. Shout out my boy. It's Easy.
I like Eric. I think he's done a really good job staying relevant.
He definitely has. He's been doing his
thing. Vertical Eric's pen is undeniable.
Absolutely.
Ridiculous.
Fuck your finger, Ryan.
Whoa, Jesus. Holy moly.
Cheese sauce Christ.
Nah, and like he,
boy.
He threw the loop de loop shot. I ain't like that.
Boy.
What a wow.
Boy.
Jesus Christ.
Mac, what about you?
All right. I gotta go. I gotta go with the home team, one of my homeboys, Tone Stith, Secrets.
I like Tone.
Is he the one that got on the Could Have Been remix?
Yeah.
I hate his remix.
I think
he
should have Bryson alone.
Hold on, listen.
He did Exchange. He did a cover of Exchange. So that's how I got.
I heard the cover of Exchange. Mm-hmm. Yo, I like the cover.
Hold on. I'm gonna play you Secrets. You may not like what he did with a
cover. I just didn't like that, but I like the Exchange.
I'm about to say, how I feel about Could Have Been. I feel a way because I wasn't on it, but you know, me and her, we'll talk about that.
Where's the remix? Where's
the remix? I got it in the computer. Relax. I got it on the computer. Relax. Tone Stith, Secrets. This shit is fire. His whole project is fire.
Media penny dropper.
It's right there. Like, I'm proud of this young man for this song.
Fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Tune, we appreciate you coming out.
We definitely do, brother.
All the way
we definitely
from
do.
See. See, why I gotta be from Wakanda? Why can't I just be from Nigeria?
Let us free.
I thought Nigeria and Wakanda was the same thing.
Is Flatbush and Harlem the same?
It depends on who you ask.
Depends on who you with.
Wow. You claim Inwood?
I claim no wood.
You claim. Whoa.
You gotta relax, big
spicy.
Baby.
Spicy.
Why are you so horny? You gotta relax.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
You are different.
Wow.
Tune, please tell the people where they can find you at. Anything you got coming up that you'd like the people to support.
You can find me in the shadows. I'm available on social media.
Isn't that literally the opposite of where you can find someone?
Facts, exactly. I don't want to be found. No, I'm just kidding. They call me Tune everywhere. Thank y'all for having me. It was a pleasure being here.
Appreciate you, my brother.
Boom.
And hopefully, you know.
I love this podcast. I love what it represents, too. I think we need more people to, like I said, I think we need
more
people to.
Hopefully, you know, Spotify will show that, you know, hopefully we'll see
we can
that.
Talk about this offline.
Yeah. Shh,
Mouse, the king of the bag then, fumbles, sir.
Yeah, right?
Like, Jesus, man.
Like, we appreciate you, my brother.
I like putting the pressure on you, feel me?
Goodness
Don't put
Christ.
The pressure on me, man.
Don't put the pressure on me.
I would depressurize you. Don't do that.
Hey, young Mooly Tune. Let's take it easy with the threats. You know what I'm saying?
You know. You got to give it to my man. Okay, he's a good guy.
When I feel threatened, I'm not to be held accountable for what may proceed.
Hey, Paulie, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. He's a good guy.
Okay, well, you vouch for this guy.
I vouch for this guy.
Okay,
he's a good guy.
Shit, right. The fuck I got to deal with every day.
I now understand.
You see this shit?
I now understand.
Ryan, you don't deal with us every day, nigga. You only out here once a month.
People watch Goodfellas. People watch Goodfellas twice, and all of a sudden their names are Luigi.
First of all. I feel disrespected that you would only think I would watch Goodfellas twice. You let me tell you this. I've watched Goodfellas on repeat for a few weeks.
People don't even, first
Italian with dreads. Bugging out.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
thank you. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you, brother.
Ryan, you tell the people where they can find our podcast.
You can find us on all social media platforms. You can find us on all podcasts. You know, we got Spotify. We got Anchor. We got Apple Music. Bananas, pears, apples, whatever you need.
Hey, whatever you need. Pears, apples, oranges, whatever you need.
Other podcasts, forget about it.
Forget about it.
So on that note, all these other shit,
forget about it.
I've been Mouse Jones.
My name is Mac Wild.
I'm Fly Rod.
I am Tunde.
And this is the guys next door.
Yo, bitch.
Oh, baby. Feeling oh so silky smooth. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul go.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.